بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا شبيه له ولا وزير له ولا مشير له ولا ند له ولا زد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا ومولانا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث: إذا تبعتم بالعينة وأخذتم أذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم، أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear sisters and elders, I've recited some of the verses from the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling about the good amal and the good action of a human being. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa, that a person who observes good amal and good deeds, female, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that I am going to give him a life after death which will be a very successful life. And Islam is based on iman. Islam is based on faith. Islam is based on unseen. Islam is based on conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first and foremost is iman, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the beginning of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah ta'ala revealed on us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this book, Al-Quran. It has got no doubt that a person should not have any doubt in this book. Why? Because these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the excellence subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other words is like the excellence of Allah subhanahu himself over the entire creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, Al-Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, He is mentioning ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. It has got no doubt. If a person has got some doubt and he has got some feeling that this is not true, he is not a believer. المتقين, that this book is a guidance to the muttaqeen and the pious and the God-fearing people. It is a guidance. A person is going to read this book. A person is going to follow this book. A person is going to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he brings the life of the Quran or the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam into his own life, or his life is matching with the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, so he is going to be a successful person. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this is a guide to the people who are God-fearing, a people who have got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are taqeen? Who are the pious people? Who are the God-fearing people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining in His own word, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who have got firm iman and conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those things that are unseen. So Islam is basically, we have to believe those things that we haven't seen. In this dunya, the people they used to see, and they used to see the benefit of this thing, and then they believe that there is some benefit in this work or in these things. But Islam is based on faith, on belief. It is totally unseen. A person who has not seen the angels, a person who hasn't seen the Quran and the revelation of the Quran, a person who has not seen any of the prophets, a person who has not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who has not seen Jannah, he has not seen Jahannam, he has not seen the torment of the grave, he hasn't seen the punishment of the grave, he has seen nothing. But he has got the belief, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So those people who have got a firm conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seen things, they have a belief, they have a conviction, they have got a faith on those things that are unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And this, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَقَبِلْتُ جَمِيعَ أَحْكَامِهِ. That I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is, in His attributes and His qualities. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all His attributes, with all His sifat, qualities, that He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Sattar, Al-Ghafur, Ar-Rahim. All the attributes, all the sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is, in His attributes, in His qualities. وَقَبِلْتُ جَمِيعَ أَحْكَامِ. And I accept all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to do this, whether we can comprehend, we cannot comprehend, whether we understand, we cannot understand, but we have got the belief and we accept the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is iman. And Allah wa ta'ala, we have got a very limited thinking. We have got a very limited thinking. And some of the mufassirin and some of the ulama, they say that if we collect all the knowledge or all the brain or all the intellectual of all the mankind and we make it together, then only the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet's knowledge will start from there. So we haven't got that much knowledge that we can comprehend, we can understand. Had Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is mentioning لَوْ كَانَ الدِّينُ بِالرَّعِي. That now the people, they say, I cannot understand, what do you mean? I cannot understand to say. I cannot comprehend what you want to say. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. That I am here as your teacher. The words which are very profound, words which are very concise, but comprehensive in meaning. Of meaning. Whatever is ordered, it is for our own benefits. Had Ali radiallahu ta'ala is mentioning, لَوْ كَانَ الدِّينُ بِالرَّايِ. If this deen was based on our opinions, on our understandings, on our brains and our things, asfar min al-khufi bil-masi min alahu. So it was better to do the masa of the khuf, of the socks, over the socks, not under the socks. And the sunnah of doing the masa, or the sunnah of wiping the socks, is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala al-salam has taught the Sahaba rizanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that the socks should be like the other one, and the water should not penetrate through, and it is thick enough that a person can walk for 3 miles. So if he is wearing the socks, so it is allowed for him to do the masa, to wipe over the sock. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is mentioning about the masala of socks, that if deen was on our opinion, or deen was according to our mentality, or the deen was according to our understanding, so we understand that normally we walk and the bottom of the feet touches the ground, and the bottom of the feet collects all the dirt and the dust. So our opinion and our understanding is this, that we should wipe it under our feet, so that to clean the dust, so that we can clean the dirt that are attached with the khuf from the bottom. But the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that we have to do the masa above, on top of the sock. And the masala of the sock, sometimes it happens that the brothers, they used to do, you know, masa on the normal socks, in which the water used to penetrate, the water used to go inside. So some of the ulama, they say that we should not do masa on those kind of socks. And if he is a traveler, he can wear the socks, he can make wuzu, and he can wear the socks, and he can do masa for 72 hours. And if he is a person in his local area, in his local locality, so he can wear the socks after wudu and he can continue masa for 24 hours. So this is the masala of the socks. So I'm just telling about, it's not on our opinion, it's not only on our understanding, that if we understand, so we follow the deen. If we can't comprehend, if we can't understand, so we leave that part. No. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that this is a guidance to the muttaqeen, the pious people, the God-fearing people. And who are the God-fearing people? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who have got iman and conviction on unseen, on ghaib, things we cannot understand, we haven't seen, but it is iman that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq, He is our Malik, He is the creator, He is the protector, He is the provider, He is the cherisher, He is the nourisher. So we have to have the yaqeen on Allah. I think the basic is hudal lil muttaqeen. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. So a person who observes good deeds, whether he is a male or female, Allah has put the condition that man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min, that he has to have a believer. In a state of iman, as he is a believer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bestow him the blessings. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And the second thing is this, they're establishing the salam. He is constant in his prayers. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was so knowledgeable, so much ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala will have the banner of the ulama in his hand. And all the ulama will be under his banner. So much knowledgeable, so much ilm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And he used to take instruction from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this was a very good habit of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, that whenever they see someone who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, if they see the Prophet alayhi salam, they used to ask, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, please advise me, please instruct me, just give me some good advices. So these were the habits of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, when they used to seek guidance. They used to ask them about deen, that what should I do? How I should spend my life? Person is not attached with anyone. Then he goes astray. That's why our ulama and mashayikh, they used to emphasize us that we should be in attached with the ulama. We should be in attached with our mashayikh, so that we are guided, so that we are on the right track. We are the most knowledgeable, and we know everything. The shaitan is going to play with us. And this is what happening, that the people, they are doing things which is haram, absolutely haram, and they are thinking that I am doing something which is halal. And they are doing something which is against Sharia, totally against Sharia. But the shaitan is telling him that don't worry, you are in this country, everything is jais for you. Instruction form. That's why the ummah, they are just going. Whatever comes in their mind, they used to follow. Nowadays it is easy that everyone can understand the Quran. It is in translation. In different languages, people, a person who don't know anything about the usul of Quran, he don't know anything about the usul of hadith, and now he opens the hadith and he starts reading the hadith and he just going and following the words of that hadith, and then he says that the hadith says this, and you people are doing something against the hadith. So he is also straying himself, he's going away from the path, and on the other side he's deceiving other people as well. And hadith is not that whatever we understand with the words and we think that these are hadith. We should understand the usul of hadith. We should understand about nasikh and mansukh. What is nasikh, what is mansukh? It happens that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he said that you should do this. But that was in early Islam, in the beginning of the Islam with the Sahaba, they haven't got that much iman. And they are just very fresh and very new in iman. And then later the Prophet ﷺ said, Kuntu nahaitu an kaza wa kaza, that I have forbidden you not to do this, but now it is open for you, you can do it. And sometimes the Prophet ﷺ said that before it was okay, and it was good for you to do, you were doing. It was not haram, it was not unlawful, but now it is haram and it's forbidden. So the hadith that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has collected, or Bukhari's hadith, Imam Tirmidhi's hadith, or Imam Abu Dawud, or we see the hadith of Siyah Sitta, the books of hadith, there are many hadiths which contradict. In one hadith the Prophet he says that you should do this, and in other hadith the Prophet is stopping us that you should not do this. So we have to have that knowledge of hadith. We should know the usul of the hadith. We should know the life of the narrators. A book that the Muhaddithin they have compiled, Tadrib al-Rawi, in which they are telling about the life of the Ruwat, the life of the narrators, that these were the history and these were their life, and how we collect the hadith, and how we say that this hadith is sahih, or this hadith is mawdu, or this hadith is za'if, or this hadith is fabricated. So we should understand all these usul. We should ask some ulama, those who have got a thorough knowledge in hadith and science, those who can understand about the Quran. Now the problem is that everyone understands the Quran because it is in our own language. We can understand, we can go through the words, and we pick up the words and we run. No, the hadith says this and you people are doing haram. Or the hadith says this, you people are doing which is against the hadith or against Islam. So my dear respect brothers and elders, we should be very, very vigilant in this. We should be very, very mindful in this. Whatever we read, it is not only that we just stick to what we have read, but we should consult the ulama. We should consult those who have got a thorough knowledge in deen. Otherwise, we can see in this world, the people, they just read the Quran, they read the translation, and they started acting on those hadith, on those ayat, and they start acting on the hadith, and see where the ummah is now. You can see where the ummah is now, because everyone is following their own ways. Everyone is following their own manners. Everyone is following their own desires. So where it is easy for me, I pick that hadith. And if it is a bit difficult for me, so I said, oh, maybe this hadith is mawdu, or this hadith is fabricated, so I just get away from there. رضي الله تعالى عنه, he asked some advice from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, The Prophet Sallam, he mentioned, Salli Salat al-Muwadda'in, that you pray your faraiz, ka'annaka akhiru salatika min ad-dunya. You pray your salah, your faraiz, as if this is the very last prayer of your life in this dunya. That you are not going to get any other chance to pray any other salah. So you pray every salah like this. And we don't know that how long we are going to stay. Even, you know, now we can see the people they are in sujood. They even can't complete that particular salah. They pass away. They can't even complete that salah. What about for the next salah? No one knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Oh, Prophet of Allah, tell, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي, indeed from the death from which you are fleeing from, you are running away from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, is going to come to you. Brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that past and muttaqeen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. So إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ, that we have to establish the salah. In Ramadan we can see the masjid was full. Allah, mashallah, brothers are running to the masjid for the salah. But when Ramadan finishes, our musalli are also. We have to see, we have to look for them. Waiting for Ramadan, and the people looking for the moon sighting, or they're looking for, you know, waiting for the moon sighting for the Eid. Same thing happened to our mu'mineen, our believers. In Ramadan, mashallah, everyone were punctual. Brothers were very used to the masjid. And they used to come to the masjid and do the amal, the recitation of the Quran. They engage in zikr, in amal. But as soon as the moon has been sighted of Shawwal, even the same day of Eid, Isha Salah, not even one saf, not even half of the saf. We are the musallis, those who are very punctual, those who are very regular here. And they used to be here, mashallah, five times every day. But now you can't see even on Fridays. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. And we should be very, very vigilant. We should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this noble deen. It's for our own benefit. If we fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah in our earnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah into our blessings in our homes, in our families. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a life which will be very peace and prosperous in this dunya. But we have to be stick with our deen. And we have to be connected with our ulama and our mashayikh and our elders, so that we are guided towards the right path. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq and understanding, and also guide the ummah to the right path, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.